Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A major push for Atmanirbharta or self-reliance in critical minerals is underway, with India launching its seventh tranche auction of 19 additional blocks, including Telangana's first vanadium and titanium blocks. The Union Coal and Mines Minister, G. Kishan Reddy, announced this development on 13 April 2026 at a Hyderabad roadshow, highlighting that India has now auctioned 46 critical mineral blocks across 6 rounds. The tender sale for this 7th tranche will end on 18 May 2026 and bids will close on 25 May 2026. This push is anchored to the Viksit Bharat 2047 vision of mineral self-reliance. But why are critical minerals so important? Critical minerals are raw materials essential for modern economic and strategic sectors whose supply is concentrated in a few countries and is therefore vulnerable to geopolitical disruption. India's list of 30 critical minerals, released by the Ministry of Mines on 28 July 2023, following recommendations of an expert committee chaired by Dr. Veena Kumari Dermal, broadly aligns with those identified by the USA, EU, Australia, and Japan, though specifics differ. The seventh tranche includes blocks on offer, and the cumulative auction track record from rounds 1 to 6 shows that out of approximately 70 blocks offered, 46 have been successfully auctioned, which is about a 65% success rate. Key wins include the Resi Lithium block in Jammu and Kashmir, the Selam Tungsten block in Tamil Nadu, and the Burma REE reserves in Rajasthan. However, 24 blocks remain unsold, primarily due to inadequate geological data, remote access, or concerns over land acquisition. The legal framework for this critical minerals push is provided by the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act, 2023, which is effective as of 17 August 2023. This Amendment Act is the legal backbone of India's critical minerals push, ensuring uniform standards and timelines for the auction of these critical minerals. But why does India need a central auction for critical minerals? The central auction ensures that there are uniform standards and timelines, coordinates strategic stockpiling, such as the Kabil or Khanij Bidesh India Limited joint ventures overseas acquisitions, and allows states to retain royalty revenue, with about 30% of the auction premium going to state governments. Now, let us turn to the geopolitics of critical minerals. China's dominance in the supply of critical minerals is a significant concern, and recent geopolitical shocks, such as China imposing export controls on gallium and germanium in July 2023, restricting exports of graphite in December 2023, requiring export licenses for tungsten and molybdenum in 2024, and adding antimony to the export control list in October 2024, highlight the risks of supply interruption. Every one of these minerals is essential to EV batteries, solar panels, semiconductors, or defense systems, and for India, which imports nearly 100% of many of these minerals, the risk of supply interruption is acute. India's resource position is also a critical factor. The Geological Survey of India announced in February 2023 that it had identified 5.9 million tons of inferred lithium resources in the Salal Hemana area of Resi district, Jammu and Kashmir, which is the first significant lithium discovery in India. Even 5.9 million tons would be globally significant, putting India in the top 5 lithium resource holders, although inferred resources is the lowest geological confidence tier, and actual extractable reserves will be 20 to 50% of the inferred figure. Kabil, or Khanij Bidesh India Limited, is India's resource diplomacy arm, set up on 1st August 2019, as a joint venture between National Aluminium Company, Mineral Exploration Corporation Limited, and Hindustan Copper Limited. Kabil's key deals include an Argentina lithium deal, where it acquired 5 blocks in the Catamarca region in January 2024. the Union Budget 2025-26 announced the complete removal of import duties on 24 critical minerals, which previously ranged from 2.5% to 10%. This move aims to boost downstream manufacturing, reduce hoarding, and send a signal to domestic and foreign investors that India is serious about downstream value addition. However, this also means that the domestic price cushion that incentivizes local mining is eliminated, and policy must walk a tightrope between encouraging domestic production and keeping input costs low. Now, let us look at the full value chain. Critical minerals alone do not deliver strategic autonomy, processing, manufacturing, and recycling matter equally. The mining stage is just the first part of the process, followed by concentration, refining, processing, cell or component manufacturing, and final product creation, with recycling being a crucial aspect. India's gap in the value chain is significant, and without parallel investment in refining and recycling, India could end up exporting concentrates to China for processing and re-importing finished cells, defeating the self-reliance purpose. Strategic stockpiling is also essential, with several countries maintaining strategic mineral reserves analogous to petroleum reserves. India's absence of a formal stockpile is a critical gap, especially given China's supply concentration and recent export restrictions. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The total blocks auctioned as of April 2026 are 46, across rounds 1 to 6, with round 7 launching 19 blocks, including Telangana's first vanadium and titanium blocks. The tender sale will close on 18th May 2026, and the bid deadline is 25th May 2026. The Minister of Coal and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, announced this development. India's 30 critical minerals, released by the Ministry of Mines on 28 July 2023, include lithium, cobalt, nickel, graphite, REE, titanium, vanadium, tungsten, gallium, germanium, and indium. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your General Studies 3 preparation under the Economy section and also touches upon international relations as it involves geopolitical aspects and strategic autonomy. In conclusion, India's push for critical minerals is a significant step towards achieving self-reliance and reducing dependence on other countries for these essential raw materials. The central auction, strategic stockpiling, and removal of import duties are all crucial components of this push, and understanding these developments is essential for your UPSC preparation.